I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. Hi there, welcome back to Amazing FBA. Today I'm on the fourth of five parts of a very mini series about listing optimization and the importance of that. And before I go much further, I've got to say that I'm recycling basically knowledge that I've gained from Dana Derricks. Having said that, I have tried implementing this in my listings and with some clients recently, and this stuff really does have an impact. Sometimes it's a huge impact, and actually Dana's results speak for themselves. And he's had like 30%, 50% increase in sales, or even a doubling in sales from applying his magic to people's listings. Now, this doesn't need to take you a super long time, but you do need to know what you're doing. But the nice thing about this is, unlike getting good at PPC, you're going to have to keep spending money on PPC, Amazon ads, I should say, pay-per-click marketing in future. Even if you get it right, it's going to cost you some money before it pays back. Whereas listing optimization, you do it once and you get paid back multiple times over. So it's so totally worth doing. It's basically free money waiting for you to take it, but you need to know what you're doing and then put a bit of effort in. So to find out more about what you're doing really properly, I persuaded Dana Derricks to do a webinar with me exclusively for my listeners and viewers and readers. And that's going to be on Thursday, the 20th of July, at 8 p.m. British Standard Time, that's midday Pacific, or 3 p.m. Eastern Time, or 9 p.m. Central European Time. So that's going to be French in France, Spain, Italy, Germany, basically Western Europe. And that is going to be absolutely where you will get the stuff from the horse's mouth. Dana, remember, has charged $10,000 a listing and got it before he stopped doing that service completely. So you're getting fantastic expert opinion for free, which is always, always worth having, and on a topic which is crucial. So I really do think you should get over there if you can. It's going to be amazingfba.com/Dana, D for Delta, A for Alpha, N for November, A for Alpha. That's amazingfba.com/Dana to sign up for the webinar. It's free. It should last about an hour. We'll probably do a Q&A section at the end, but you'll get all the information you need within about 60 minutes. So we're not going to waste your time with fluff or filler. It's straight to the good stuff, and very entertaining it is too. Dana is a very engaging guy, nothing boring about him. So let me tell you today a couple of other insights I gained from him about the description. But first of all, I want to talk about an area which it applies to the listing as a whole, the cold keyword stuffing thing. Now, we've talked about why it looks really, really horrible and does not engage people, but it seems to have a good payoff. So that's why people keep doing it, because you list and you rank for a lot of keywords, right? So that's always a good thing, no? Well, the answer is no, it isn't. And here's a simple example why it isn't a good thing to do. So imagine you go on eBay, or Craigslist, and you're dreaming of a Tesla Model S car, right? I mean, I'm not sure I'd buy that on eBay, but you get the idea. You type in something like Tesla Model S into the search bar, obviously, and a listing comes up that ranks really high for Tesla, reviews look good, and you can't quite see on the photos, a little bit too small for you to see exactly what it is. So you click on the listing to see more clearly what you're looking at. And then when you see the listing, it's very clear what you're looking at. You're looking at a Ford Mustang. Now, that's a fantastic muscle car, right? In the great American muscle car tradition, but it ain't a Tesla. If you want a Tesla, you probably don't want a Ford Mustang, or the other way around. So how are you going to feel if you put the word Tesla Model S into the search bar and what you actually get on the listing is a Mustang? I think you're going to feel somewhat cheated. You're going to either think that these people are incompetent or stupid, or Amazon or the eBay or whatever it is, search algorithm has gone wrong, or they're just trying to pull your chain because there's got no connection between reality of what you want and what they're offering you. So keyword stuffing is not a smart thing to do for that reason, because it's going to give a message to market mismatch. In other words, what people are looking for and what you're offering are not going to meet in the middle. They're going to be absolutely in conflict. And that's a really bad idea if you want to build any kind of goodwill with your buyer. I mean, you're just going to send them off into the hills if you do that. So make sure that you do not try and optimize your listing. You actually try not to get any keyword ranking for irrelevant keywords. For example, if you're selling a laptop charger for a Chromebook, please don't try and rank for Toshiba computers, because if somebody finds your listing and they're looking for a charger for Toshiba and it says Toshiba computer charger or Dell computer charger in their little keyword that they put in a search, and your listing comes up and they click on it, they're going to be annoyed people because you're wasting their time. Now, even worse, if somebody goes on there and they don't read the small print, and if you've done a ton of a block of keywords, they probably won't read them. Then the worst case scenario is they buy the thing, they get it home, it's delivered by Amazon, and they try and use it with their Toshiba laptop, and either it doesn't fit, so they're really, really peed off, and they send you a one-star review, or even worse, it fits and it blows their laptop up or something. I mean, this is a rather extreme example, but can you see how bad it is to try and sell something to somebody who really doesn't want that thing? And it's even worse if you actually succeed in selling them something that is totally wrong for their needs. That is a disaster. So be very, very careful what keywords you rank for. Do not stuff for keywords and get some. At the very least, you're going to be annoying your potential consumers, and that is not a way to make a sale. But the worst case scenario is that you actually sell them something that doesn't do the job they needed, or even worse, is a destructive thing. So be very, very careful with keyword stuffing, right? So lecture over, but that is, you know, a really important thing for all of your listing, even in the back end, even if nobody sees it, you do not want to rank for every single keyword, right? You want to focus on what is your customer want, what is your ideal customer, who are they, what do they want, and, you know, what is going to help them persuade them to that your product does what they need it to do. So let's talk about the description. So one question that arises around the description is, should I even bother? So it's not as important as the title. Obviously, it isn't as important as the bullets. And there was a period where the algorithm didn't bother indexing the description. Now, my understanding is that the A9 algorithm, depending on when you're listening to that, I'm speaking today on July the 19th in 2017, that the algorithm currently does index the description, as I understand it. Now, it's the sort of thing that could change, you know, by the day, knowing how Amazon's algorithm is tweaked all the time. So the first thing is, let's assume that it is indexed. You should go after some long tail keywords. Now, having said that, you don't want to go after every single keyword. For example, if you're selling a laptop charger, then do not sell one that is only for Chromebooks, which is the one I've got here. Do not go after the keyword Toshiba laptop charger. Yeah. However, there are a ton of different Chromebooks, and it could be appropriate to put in the description, maybe not every single one, because it will become a very boring thing. But you could go after some long tail keywords like Chromebook charger laptop, laptop charger Chromebook, Chromebook large charger black, that sort of thing. You might even say go after a few of the common models of Chromebook. For example, in this case, a Chromebook, by the way, is a type of laptop. If you're wondering why I'm speaking in code, the danger of tech stuff is always going to be a mystery to somebody. So you might say Chromebook charger laptop R13, which is the model I've got, which is a common model. So you do want to go after some long tail keywords. A lot of people don't bother. And those are therefore keywords that, although you might only get one sale a month on them, you're going to get very, very little competition. So if you can get, 100 or even 50 long tail keywords that have some kind of decent ranking and merchant potential, then that's going to be really valuable. And you can use things like merchant words. And above all, you need to link it with PPC, do an auto campaign for PPC, and then do your search term report, look through the search term report and drag out the keywords that seem to be making you sales at a low cost. Then you can start optimizing for those in the description. And, you know, I can't go into everything in detail here, but suffice it to say, a lot of sellers are very lazy about finding the long tail keywords, but those are always good value because they're going to be cheaper to rank for on pay-per-click. They're going to be easier to rank for organically because there's less competition. And if you have enough of them, it basically adds up. It's a bit like having 50 people give you 50p each per day, as opposed to, you know, two or three customers who pay you £40 an hour or something. It's not going to be a lot of money, but it adds up over time if you could be bothered to take the trouble. So that's the first thing there. The other thing to say, though, is to extend the bullets and focus around, to use long tail keywords that focus around the main benefits that you are trying to sell on. So if I'm selling a laptop charger, it's fast, it's reliable, it will last a long time, it's lightweight. If those are the four main benefits that I want as a consumer to have, then I would try and focus on that. So I might focus the keywords around that, like laptop charger, lightweight, or whatever. And then I would focus the rest of the text around this. Are you sick of carrying heavy chargers in your laptop bag? Don't worry, this is super light. It weighs only X amount of kilograms or something like that. You get the idea. So you've always got to come back to benefits. Never, ever forget about that. But on the other hand, don't start confusing people by giving 20 different reasons for buying a laptop charger. Come up with the four or five most important ones and then refocus in on those and extend the bullet, the keywords out of that, and give more reasons that reinforce rather than going in random direction. Okay. And also format the description so you can actually be read by a human, right? And the description that, again, from the laptop charger, it was just something that I was looking for as a real customer, which is why I always try and use real examples of what I actually look for as a customer and the real things that come up. I mean, this was an absolute dog's dinner. I can't even begin to give an impression of it, really. But halfway down the description, it said something like, fit laptop models, Acer Chromebook 11, 13, 14, 15, R11, R13 series new line, Acer Chromebook C720, C720P, C730, etc. It's pure keyword stuffing. Also, if those are relevant keywords, put them in the back end. You don't have to put everything in the description. The description needs to be read by the algorithm and a human being. I hope you're getting the basic principle by now. There's a lot to learn about that, but I mean, the main thing is to have a format so that you split things up in a way that makes sense. And Dana will talk about that on the webinar in detail, but don't have a massive block of text. It's horrible, right? Also, don't putting in clever special characters using HTML. You're basically a dead man walking if you do that. You're asking for your listen to be suspended as well. So some basics on the description. As I say, I know quite a lot about this area, and I have helped my customers and clients, I should say, who sell on Amazon do a lot better than they were doing before they worked with me. But Dana is absolutely the master of this stuff. I really urge you to learn from the horse's mouth. Go to the webinar on Thursday. So that's Thursday, 20th of July, 8 p.m. British time. Midday Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, or 9 p.m. European time. And to sign up for that, go to amazingfba.com/Dana, D for Delta, A for Alpha, N for November, A for Alpha. So I really, really urge you to get over there. It's free information from an expert. There is no better way to improve your business. Thanks for listening. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.